You know, I always thought this was wrong. I always thought circumcision was wrong. I thought this just doesn't seem right.
Are you circumcised?
I don't talk about this from a personal basis. I kind of look at myself as the lawyer for this, and it's really not about me, because if it was about me, I don't think it's good to bring emotion into this at all.
I just ask because, like, yeah, Matthew Hess, for instance, does talk about it, and I imagine for a lot of people it's a personal thing.
Well, sure it is, and it's a personal thing to every single man, I mean, and a lot of women, too, on both sides. But for me to approach this successfully, I really had to pull myself out of the picture and focus on the facts. And I really think if people can do the same thing, step back. You know, this has been such an integral part of our culture for a long time. Luckily, in the past 5 to 7 years, it's dropped tremendously, the rate of infant circumcision. But I think if people think about it, if they step back, take a look at it from a different viewpoint, I think that's how people understand it. And that's how we get people to agree that this should not be done anymore. It should be the choice of the man. It's not necessary to do. And if someone wants to have themselves circumcised when they're 18, that's their choice to make, for whatever reason, religious or whatever reason.